The Envy of the Stranger, written by Caroline Graham and read by Sophia Engstrand. He hadn't thought it would be like this. He had thought about killing, of course. He had thought about little else since she had entered his life. But in his imagination and dark dreams, it had all happened rather differently. The knife was the same, the one he had in his hand now, slicing and stabbing and driving home. The one he had used during the long rehearsals when he had paced about, plotting and planning and practicing the death strokes. The movements had been easy then, the blade quick and bright. Inevitably, he had rehearsed the emotions too. As he fainted and lunged, he experienced them in embryo. Like an actor halfway towards grasping the climax of a scene, his heart and talent not yet fully engaged. During these bouts of shadow play, he was always supremely in control. Excited and lustful, of course. Elated, naturally. But there was never any sense in which he felt that he was not utterly suited to the role of executioner. But now, it had all gone terribly wrong. Suddenly, it was upon him, and not at all in the way he had expected. For a start, the scene was different. Although he had rehearsed in his own room, he had always pictured the actual killing taking place somewhere else, against a background undefined, but perhaps faintly exotic. His emotions, too, were different. They could perhaps have originally been named lust, excitement, and elation, but nothing could have prepared him for the dazzling change in his mind and body once the first incision had been made. It was as if the act threw a switch somewhere in the depths of his psyche and the voltage leapt. The energy then released could not be compared with that which daily got him through his exercises and normal routine. It was a black, boiling tidal wave, lifting him as it rose, urging him to a greater frenzy so that when it ebbed, leaving him stranded on the crimson bed, he looked up and around him and could not believe his eyes. But most of all, she was different. The way she had just turned up, almost presenting herself to him, forcing his hand. And her body was different. He had kept his knife sharp, honed to a shining razor edge, and had pictured it sliding into her as if through butter. But fainting and lunging through the air was one thing, flesh and blood was something else. Things got in the way. Cartilage and gristle, and hard white bone. He never knew which blow killed her. It seemed to take so many. He crouched, motionless, still humped over her body. Miraculously, all was quiet. No one banged on the ceiling to complain. No one climbed the stairs to rap on the door. Trembling now, he got up, washed his hands, crammed a few things in a bag, put on his jacket. Gradually, as the real world returned, so did his sense of the rightness of things. He had only done what had to be done. And if the fates were with him, surely that was just another indication that what he had done was right. He crossed to the door, not looking back. All that was behind him now. Until the next time.